Welcome to episode 422 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In yesterday's episode, we discussed Jesus' first miracle, turning water into wine. The fact that this miracle is performed at a wedding is significant. By his attendance, Jesus places his stamp of approval on the marriage covenant. And with his miracle, he shows from whence the blessings in a marriage spring. The love and joy inherent in a wedding ceremony are also characteristic of the ministry of Christ, who came into this world because of love and brings joy to all who believe.
Today's top 10 list.
What lessons can we learn from married couples profiled in the New Testament?
Number 1.
Mary and Joseph. When Mary became pregnant with Jesus through the Holy Spirit, Joseph wanted to avoid divorcing her publicly so as to protect her name and her life. In that patriarchal era, the engaged man had the right to publicly divorce his fiancée, and the woman would be stoned to death for committing adultery. But Joseph did not want to do so because he loved Mary and feared God. Loving someone is proven by action. Joseph proved his love for Mary by respecting, protecting, and marrying her.
Number 2.
Zechariah and Elizabeth. Zechariah and Elizabeth served the Lord faithfully despite their old age. God's messenger appeared to Zechariah, telling him that his prayer had been answered and that God would give him a son. God is always listening to our prayers. Whether or not those prayers are answered the way that we would like them depends on God's will. A lack of faith did not hinder God from using this couple to accomplish his plans. When the child was born, they obeyed God and named him John. And after praying for so many years for their own child, Zechariah and Elizabeth were willing to give him up to God's work. In what ways can we dedicate our children to the Lord?
Number 3.
Pontius Pilate and his wife. Jesus is on trial before the Judean governor. His wife sends a message to her husband that she had a dream about the man on trial. The dream must have been particularly bad because the Bible says it causes her great pain. She urges Pilate to have nothing to do with Jesus. The lesson? Listen to your spouse, especially in times when he or she may have received divine instruction or inspiration.
Number 4.
Joanna and Chuza. Joanna was an upper-class Jewish woman in 1st century Palestine. She married Chuza, an influential member of the staff of Herod Antipas, the Roman-appointed ruler of Galilee. She knew Jesus at least as well as any of the apostles did, and was committed to his mission. Much of the inside information about Jesus' trial and torture may have come from Joanna, who had access to buildings and people the other Galileans did not. We do not know if Chuza was a believer, but whether or not, Joanna used her network and her husband's position to further the cause of Christ. How are you leveraging the people and situations around you to advance the cause of Christ?
Number 5.
The Apostle Peter and his wife. The only apostle who appears to have been married was Peter. Although unnamed and scarcely mentioned, the Bible offers some indirect information about Peter's wife. Apparently, her home was one that Jesus enjoyed visiting. On one visit, he healed her mother. On another, Jesus healed a paralyzed man who was lowered into her house through the roof. And we know that Peter spent some time away from her as he followed Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 1 verse 12, Paul writes this, "Do we not have the right to be accompanied by a wife, as the other apostles and brothers of the Lord and Cephas?" Cephas is another name for Peter. It is believed that Peter's wife accompanied her husband on some of his missionary journeys. Early church leader Clement of Alexandria writes about the final days of Peter and his wife. He claims the first Christian to be arrested under Roman Emperor Nero's persecution was Peter's wife. She must have been prominent enough to be singled out. Perhaps she was even a leader in the church. Peter, when he saw his wife being led to death, rejoiced that she was making the ultimate sacrifice for her Lord and Savior. He called her by name, encouraging her with the words, "Remember the Lord." Next in line was Peter himself. He was brought forward to be crucified. Sometimes for the sake of ministry, couples might have to sacrifice time together. But as long as a couple is focused on Christ, they can get through whatever sacrifices they might make along the way.
Number 6.
Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias and his wife Sapphira were early Christians who agreed to do what many early believers did: sell what they had and share the proceeds with each other. They sold a field. Part of the profit from their sale was kept back by the couple, and Ananias only laid a part of that money at the apostles' feet. However, Ananias made a pretense of having given all the proceeds. Peter knew instantly that Ananias was lying, not just to him, but more importantly, to God, and exposed his hypocrisy. Ananias fell down and died. When Sapphira showed up, she too lied to Peter and to God, saying that they had donated the entire proceeds of the sale of the land to the church. When her lie had been exposed, she also fell and died. There are many lessons here, but let's take only one. Loyalty to God must supersede commitment to one spouse. God sees the heart and he hates sin.
Number 7.
Priscilla and Aquila. Priscilla and Aquila were early Christians who always welcomed God's servants, notably Paul and Apollos. They opened their home as a meeting place and actively pursued opportunities to add to God's kingdom. God not only wants families to be saved, but also to serve. Faithful couples can share the ups and downs of life, pray for each other, serve God, and minister to people together.
Number 8.
Eunice and her husband. Eunice was a Jewish believer who was married to a Greek man and lived in Asia Minor during the time that Paul was preaching the gospel. Although married to a Greek man, Eunice raised her son Timothy to have an understanding of and love for the Jewish scriptures. She even had her son circumcised according to Jewish custom. Even married to an unbeliever, one can still remain faithful to the Lord.
Number 9.
The Philippian jailer and his family. One night there were two strange prisoners who kept singing in a jail, supervised by an unrelenting jailer in Philippi. At midnight, an earthquake broke open prison doors, freeing the prisoners. The jailer feared that his superiors would blame him for the jailbreak, and he sought to take his own life. The strange prisoners, Paul and Silas, convinced him not to harm himself. They preached the gospel to him, and he was saved. But not him only. That very night he brought his wife and children to the Lord. If you learn biblical truth, God expects you not to delay in sharing that with your loved ones.
Number 10.
Felix and Drusilla. Antonius Felix was a Roman governor of Judea and second husband of Drusilla, Herod Agrippa's daughter. This couple summoned Paul before them. They heard the truth of the gospel and felt its power, but refused to make changes needed to receive the blessings Christ offers. They traded worldly pleasures and physical gratification for eternal glory and joy. One's choice of a life partner ought to be one who will draw you closer to the Lord rather than one who might pull you farther away. Father, thank you for stories from the New Testament couples that serve to inspire or warn us. Help us to apply lessons from them to draw closer to you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.